And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka, where it's 42 degrees under overcast skies. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Rhiannon Gavon is the program manager for the camp, and Zeke Blackwell is the director for the Young Performers Theater. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're here primarily to talk about Young Performers Theater, but also to talk about some upcoming after-school programs. Zeke, Young Performers Theater this year is structured a little bit differently from last year. Can you talk about what's coming up?
That's right, yeah. Last year, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp got off to a really great start with the Young Performers Theater. They did The Adventures of Beatrix Potter. And this year, we're looking to expand the offerings kind of year-round. So we're starting off this fall with a play called East of the Sun and West of the Moon. And then in the winter, at the end of February, we'll be putting on a musical, Annie. And then at the end of the year, in mid-April, we'll be putting on a Shakespearean production, The Merry Wives of Windsor.
So with East of the Sun, West of the Moon, cast has already been, auditions happen, cast have been chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Performance, is that November 21st?
November 21st, 22nd, okay. And 23rd.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of practicing and work coming up. What are you going to get the kids involved in? How do you expose them to the theater and get them working on a piece?
We'll start off early in the process and kind of get ourselves familiar with the story and each role in the story. We've got 34 kids from around the community, and they've all got different parts in the show. So we have to work with each one to get them really excited about what's happening and have them understand how important their part is in the overall picture and how they can contribute to the full storyline.
And it's a very diverse ages. So how do you accommodate that?
I think it's really about building an atmosphere in the rehearsal room where people feel comfortable and safe. So no matter what age you are, you're feeling listened to, not only by me, the director, but also by your peers, so that you can collaborate with everybody in the room and you're willing to risk things and try things. And it's okay if they don't go great the first time, because we're all there working with you and we want to see you succeed.
Tell us a bit about this piece.
This piece is based on a Norwegian folktale of the same name, East of the Sun and West of the Moon. And a great white magical bear comes to a poor family and tells them that he will make them as rich as they are now poor if they give them one of their daughters. And the family does, and the bear and the daughter go off to his cave, and maybe they fall in love a little bit. But the bear is under the curse of a troll and gets kidnapped to the land east of the sun and west of the moon. And the daughter undertakes a journey to save him from the troll's curse.
And why was this play chosen?
I was really excited about this script when I read it, because I thought that it offered a lot of opportunities for different kinds of roles. We've got magical trolls in an enchanted forest and sea trolls, and we've got the north wind, the south wind, the east wind, the west wind, a bunch of different roles in the family, a magical bear. And I thought that it would also be appealing to not only the children performing in the piece, but also to the general audience that's coming to visit and see the performance.
So that's coming up towards the end of November. Mm-hmm. And then do you know yet when auditions are going to start for open for Annie?
I don't yet. They'll either be in December before the schools go on break, or at the very beginning of January when schools get back.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background experience with children's theater.
I've been working with children in the theater for a couple of years now. I initially got started helping out with after-school programs, teaching playwriting and improv in local schools while I was in college. And then I got involved with an organization called Far Corners Community Musical Theater, which is an arts nonprofit that brings performance opportunities to underserved youth in isolated regions of the world. So I was down in Costa Rica for 2 summers helping create a musical with youth from a small community in the mountains. And that experience just really opened me to the transformative power that theater can have in a young person's life. And I thought, I want to do this more.
And you're with the Sitka Service Fellows.
Yes. Yeah, it's a new program. There's 12 of us on the Sheldon Jackson campus, and we're all serving with different organizations in the community, from the Second Fine Arts Camp to Alpha to the Community Hospital to the Haim Center and so on.
Okay, well, we'll get back to you in just a minute to talk about how people can contact you in the program. Rhiannon, though, can you fill us in on what's happening with the after-school program?
Sure. We have a new session that's coming up starting on October 27th, and we have some really exciting classes coming up for that. We're having a digital photography class, a graffiti class for grades 6 through 8. Norm Campbell is having an open studio. We're having a theater class, which Zeke is teaching for kindergarten through first graders, which we're really excited about. Then we're also offering some art classes for preschoolers. So there'll be more information coming out about that next week. There should be some flyers coming home with students at school. And then we'll have information on our website, fineartscamp.org, and people can call our office to sign up for those classes.
And what about the rest of the winter? Can you give us an overview of what's happening at the camp other than after school?
Sure. Yeah. So we, in addition to our after-school art program, we offer a performing arts series, and we have some great shows coming up for that this year. Our holiday brass concert, which we do every year, is going to be on December 18th, and we have brass players from around the country, top brass players who fly in and perform a great concert that has holiday music and music from all around the countries. And then the House Jacks are coming on January 10th. They're an a cappella group from the Bay Area. Torque Percussion Ensemble is coming at the end of February. They're a Canadian percussion ensemble who've performed all over the world. And then we're really excited to have the Second City coming. They're an improv group from Chicago, and their alumni include people like Tina Fey and Steve Carell and Bill Murray. So they're coming at the end of April.
Well, in general, how can people reach the camp to find out about what's being offered?
Sure. We have a great website that you can check out, fineartscamp.org, with lots of information about all of our different programs and about our artist series. And then you can also always feel free to give us a call, 747-3085, and we'd be happy to talk to you about any questions you have or anything you want to talk to us about.
Or just come on by the main office.
Mm-hmm. And how can folks get a hold of you, Zeke, if they'd like to talk about the children's theater programs?
I'm very accessible by email, zeke@fineartscamp.org. You can also reach me at the main office by phone or drop in anytime during the day.
So you're going to start working with the kids for this first production pretty shortly.
Pretty quickly. This coming Saturday, we'll have our first rehearsal.
Okay, so what's going to happen during that rehearsal?
During that rehearsal, we'll distribute the scripts, and everybody already knows their parts, but they don't really know the story very well, or they don't know their specific part. So we'll read through the show and get a sense of the overarching story, and then we will play some games and get to know each other. There might be snacks. We'll see.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much for joining us, both of you, this morning.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Zeke Blackwell, Theater Director for Young Performers Theater with the Sitka Fine Arts Campus. Their first practice for their first performance is getting underway, and that's East of the Sun, West of the Moon. It's going to be open to the public in the end of November, and Rhiannon Gavon is Program Manager for the camp.